This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Cellular. Talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Good afternoon. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Tuscola County, the courthouse and clerk's office at 420 Court Street will be closed part of this coming Friday. From 11 a.m. to about 3 p.m., those offices will be out of service due to training. The closures were approved by the State Court Administrator Office, which oversees the operation of courts. The plan is to have those offices open again from about 3 to 4:30, so the public can conduct business before the weekend. The Michigan State Police report that a Saginaw resident was recently arrested on charges related to the possession and distribution of child sexually abusive material. Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit, in partnership with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, apprehended Michael Tillman, age 61, at his home following an investigation into online file uploads allegedly containing abusive content. Authorities seized digital evidence during their search on October the 9th. Tillman's been charged with multiple counts, including aggravated possession and use of a computer to commit a crime, and was arraigned in 70th District Court on October the 10th. For the full story and links, you can go to thumbnet.net. A state mandate has Tuscola County's District Court looking for new equipment in order to keep up. District Judge Jason Bitzer is requesting approval to purchase two special scanners for his court's operation to help comply with state standards. Earlier this year, the Tuscola County District Court, as well as all districts in Michigan, were mandated by the state of Michigan to use the MiFile system to file civil matters. MiFile is a statewide filing system that provides for the electronic submission and serving of documents in Michigan courts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without requiring a trip to the courthouse. Complying with the state is very time-consuming. In 2024, Tuscola's District Court had 1,855 civil cases filed, some of them hundreds of pages that have to be individually scanned. In comparison, Tuscola's Circuit Court only had 893 civil cases to file, and 375 of those were from probate court. The county's information technology director, Ern Lee, explained the need for a new scanner that's much faster would greatly reduce the time a staff member spends scanning documents. Without a faster scanner, the option would be for the court to hire another person to do the duties of scanning, according to Lee. Because of that, commissioners put the scanner request on the agenda for a commissioners meeting at 8 a.m. on Thursday, October 16th, for possible approval.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb. Thumb Cellular.
Well, national health officials continue investigating reports of foodborne illness linked to possible produce in restaurants in several states. Dozens of cases have been confirmed, prompting recalls and safety checks. The CDC advises anyone experiencing symptoms to seek medical attention. Retailers are working with suppliers to improve traceability. Restaurants are updating food preparation protocols nationwide, and the agency expects more information later in the week. And Indonesia's government is set to boost health and sanitation facilities in rural areas. Funding will go toward water filtration and medical clinics. Rural leaders expect improved outcomes for disease prevention. Nonprofit groups are partnering on implementation plans, and the measure is part of a broader national development program. Updates on progress are expected later in October.
Every Friday morning at 9 a.m., tune in for the Billboard's Top 20 Country Music Countdown on AM 1340 WLEW and 94.1 FM WHST.
And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.